sawmill to saw your wood for the house would be shingle wood and making shingles for patching and also for putting on outhouses.
What do you call the little things along the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Well, you know, you had to buy metal a lot of country houses didn't have that because they didn't know about it or they were not. Now this one, I'm worried to death about it. All this stuff comes down and she's got no way for the water to go away. I can't have any shrubbery around here because the water's standing. We called the downspouts and the what do you call it?
Gutter?
Gutters. Mm-hmm. Gutters, yes.
Gutters.
Metal gutters. I don't know how they must have done back before they had metal gutters. They must have done, I guess maybe they just fixed a way for it to wash. I mean, had something that couldn't be washed away because metal gutters are not, haven't always been here. I know that. But I guess they, I believe that Ellenwood had it. Their house had been remodeled before I married and went up there. It was a pretty good house. But Bob thought, I would have liked it like it was, but he thought the porch needed to be bigger. It had one of those fancy front porches with the banisters, you know, and he had a big porch made with no banisters. It was about as big as a room. And it also had, all the windows had the little panes, and he had big pane windows put in the front part. You know, he thought that was because we had it in town. He thought he ought to do something like that for me, but I wouldn't have cared.
What did you have a place where you kept your stove wood? And what would you call a place like that?
Yes, a real smart, thoughtful farmers and made wood boxes that were on legs where women wouldn't have to reach down and break their backs to get them out. They would be made up on legs, you know, and be nice looking and not something to, a lot of people just thought, well, a place to store wood, they'd just bring in any old box, you know, and throw the wood in. But I think if you had a nice looking one, you'd be more careful about putting the wood down. I remember, though, that Father had this a cripple with a mini ball in his leg from the war, and he couldn't bend down much, and he'd go out in the woods and bring in a lot of wood, and he'd just come in and just stand up and drop it down by the fireplace.
Did you have a building or a part of a building where you stored any grain, or do you know what you would call it?
Oh yes. We had everybody had a corn crib where you had grain, and then if you had, I can remember the smokehouse. No, the Allenwood smokehouse was just for smoking meat and keeping the canned goods, everything that we were needed on the, and it was right near the back door. But I can remember the barn. That was quite away from the house. Yes, the barn upstairs.
What was the upstairs called?
The loft of the barn. They would store fodder and stuff up there, and then they.